This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As we know, our weather has a mind of its own, but all of the rhetoric of continued drought in Washington State needs to be dialed back. At least that's what University of Washington meteorologist Cliff Mess suggests after the start of a pretty typical La Nina winter, saying they're being a little bit overenthusiastic about using these extreme drought terms.
We did have a very snowy period, and it got dry, and now we're going into the classic end of La Nina winter, early spring, where we're wet and cool, and the snowpack builds up again. All the models suggest that at this point.
And unless something changes, Mass says, it looks pretty good.
I'm pretty confident for the next month. You know, you always got to be careful here. But, you know, I know La Nina years, and they are very typical like this. March and April are wetter and cooler than normal. That's tremendously typical for these years.
Mass says this is not some kind of terrible drought year. It's just not going to be that way.
I mean, we're going to go in with a pretty typical snowpack. The reservoirs are above normal. Snowpack will be near normal. So, you know, there's worse years. And the chances are we're not going to get a crazy heat wave like last year. That's extraordinarily improbable. So, you know, I think this is going to be a relatively good year for agriculture, I suspect.
Mass says considering the weather that he's pretty certain we're going to get, there's no way our snowpack or soil moisture is going to be way below normal.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.